Our broad range of our clientele are from a 14-year-old high school kid to a professional athlete and everywhere in between. Our adults, a lot of them who come in, they might have a multitude of limitations. That's the background that we have that we can really modify, you know, almost everything.
Welcome to the Now and Future of Orthopedics, a Campbell Clinic podcast. And I'm your host, Sam Coates. Campbell Clinic is over a century years old, and its physicians are recognized thought leaders in the field of orthopedics around the world. On this podcast, you'll hear the latest treatments and advancements in musculoskeletal care through research, innovation, teaching, and the writing of Campbell's operative orthopedic textbook. For more episodes, please search the Now and Future of Orthopedics wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's get to this week's episode. Hey everyone, our guest today is Drew Graham. Drew is the manager of the Performance and Wellness Center here at the Campbell Clinic. The Excel Performance and Wellness Center is a state-of-the-art facility that gives Memphis athletes a training experience unlike any other in the region. Before the Excel Performance and Wellness Center, Drew spent 16 seasons in the National Basketball Association as a head athletic trainer and an assistant athletic trainer. In 2016, Drew was named Trainer of the Year. And before joining the NBA, Drew was the director of athletic training at Disney's Wide World of Sports, plus so much more. So please enjoy this week's episode with Drew Graham. Dr. Lamplot, who's an orthopedic surgeon here, previously was in New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, worked with the Giants, worked with the Falcons, and he said that your facility here, Excel Performance, is one of the best, if not the best he's seen throughout the entire country. And I've heard other surgeons say the same thing. So for people listening to this here inside of the United States and around the world, could you explain the story behind Excel and what's going on day to day and the impact to this community?
You know, several years ago, there was, and there still is, a growing trend of kind of orthopedics and performance meshing together. And, you know, my background in the NBA, seeing a lot of the different high-level facilities on the market, kind of started my background in being able to create a facility like this. And they were very, you know, open to the ideas that are out there. You know, Campbell Clinic is on the cutting edge and the growing trends of everything, whether it's, you know, sports medicine, whether it's surgical, physical therapy. So they really wanted to kind of get into the performance world. And so we sat and we talked what that looks like. And we had, you know, the backing of our physicians. They saw the vision and we got to work right away.
You went to school at Ohio State, mm-hmm. which is one of the top programs in your space in the country. Mm-hmm. You also got your master's from the University of Arizona. You worked with the Cincinnati Bengals. You've spent 6 years, give or take, with the New Jersey Nets. Mm-hmm. You spent 10 years, I believe, with the Memphis Grizzlies professional team here. You've spent 3+ years building the program at the Worldwide Sports for Disney. Mm-hmm. So your background is unique. Could you maybe explain a little bit more of how you can leverage your expertise?
Sure, absolutely. The basis of Excel is to provide the highest level of care, performance, and wellness on the market. And over those years of the different, you know, places and facilities that I've worked, you know, you hear what people want and how they want it. And so a lot of people, they want comprehensive, you know, care, whether it's, you know, in the physical therapy world or the performance world. And being able to listen to what people like, what people want, and then knowing what the cutting edge technology is out there that helps the athletes, right? It helps the world-class athletes. Why can't it help everybody? And so understanding a lot of what people want in general went into kind of how we're going to provide the services that we have at Excel and Campbell Clinic. They're focused on a lot of our primary principles that we have, just providing the highest level of care and services in the market.
So if you're an adult and you care about your body, your recovery, and even if you're not a professional athlete, but let's say, you know, you have a full-time career, but you love competing in road races and mountain bike long races and marathons, whatever it may be, what's the type of care that you could get coming through here, through Excel, on a day-in, day-out basis that you could not get going through a general orthopedic clinic?
It's the way we're staffed. You know, we have physical therapists, we have athletic trainers, we have certified nutritionists, you know, on staff. And our members can come in and say, you know what, I just did that ride to Rosemary, or I just did, you know, this crazy weekend of whatever, pick it. And, you know, my back is kind of sore. Well, most people are going to take time off. They're going to say, all right, I'm just going to let it calm down, see what happens. A week, 10 days pass, and then, hey, it's not getting any better, so I'm going to get in to see a doctor. Well, our members can see us right away, and they can kind of tell us what's going on, and we can, for better words, I mean, we can triage them just like we would high-level athletes. So athletes get through a long season because you have sports medicine professionals and strength and conditioning professionals that can modify and mitigate what they do on a day-to-day basis. And that's what we can do, and that's what we provide for our members. You know, we can say we don't want them to stop working out or stop training. You know, there's always something that our members can do, and we can modify what that workload might be while they're getting through some of the aches and pains. Now, if they come back in and they have a kind of a high-level injury that needs seeing a physician, that needs, you know, longer-term physical therapy, then we can fast-track them into our physicians and get high-quality care right away.
Do you know offhand how much that facility costs to build?
I have a pretty good idea. You know, when you look at different parts, our hydrotherapy room and the room itself with the equipment, I mean, we're really around just over $1 million. And that's just in equipment. The hydrotherapy room alone is $350,000. You know, so the physicians here wanted the highest level of care, and they wanted, you know, I was kind of charged with, in 5 or 10 years, I don't want this to be obsolete. And they understand what that means. They understand what that price tag is, but they wanted to be able to provide a comprehensive approach to sports medicine, athletic training, strength and conditioning.
If you find this useful, could you maybe go through hydrotherapy or these other things that require significant investment that are game changers for each of the people that come through your facility to where they wouldn't be able to get that somewhere else?
Yeah. The biggest draw for a lot of our members is our recovery facility. You know, hot tub, you know, cold plunge. Obviously, that's a cold plunge is a big trend right now. It wasn't a trend in my world. We've been doing it for years, but now it's kind of a trend, you know, out there. It works. We're the only facility that has a cold plunge available on a daily basis. The level of type of service that we have is great, from the massage therapy, nutrition therapy, but anybody, in my opinion, anybody with a big checkbook can build this facility. But it's the staffing that you have. It's the professionals that are using it. You know, it is the high level of the therapists that you have, or the athletic trainers that you have, or the strength and conditioning coaches that you have. If you look at my staff or our staff, it's the same credentials that you would see in a professional team. We're not personal trainers. We're performance coaches. And there's a big difference.
Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah. So during our small group training classes that we have throughout the day, we have one or two coaches per class. And they are not leading the class. They're coaching the class. Most of our members want to be shown how to do exercises. They want to do it the right way, you know? And so we are able to take the time, break down certain complex movements, and then we can build a great foundation throughout their training. And then next thing you know, they're performing better. They're feeling better. I mean, they're getting out of bed and feeling better. You know, we want to help change movement, you know? So when you have professionals that we have that can look at that and that can answer questions, they're on the cutting edge of what we need to do, what works, what doesn't work, right? What's evidence-based, what's not evidence-based. Our members really like that attention that they can get. And we have no more than 12 per class. So we can really focus on each person of all the movements that we do. The type of exercise and what we're doing is it's not game changing, right? But it is to a lot of people because they haven't grown up in the athlete world.
Now, I have two friends that are much older than I am. One, he goes to a personal trainer every single week with a group of people his age and to mostly focus on trying to make sure his body doesn't decline more than what it's already done. Mm-hmm. And then I have another friend who has Parkinson's, same type of goals, except he does boxing and things like that to really try to prolong some things in his body that are trying to make it deteriorate.
Yeah.
He's trying to do whatever he can to stay as healthy for as long as he can.
Sure.
Do you serve men and women like that in this facility, or is it mostly adults that are competing at a high level and take their athletics very seriously?
No, we absolutely. Our broad range of our clientele are from a 14-year-old high school kid to a professional athlete and everywhere in between. Our adults, a lot of them who come in, they've been friends of somebody and they might have a multitude of limitations. And that's the background that we have, that we can really modify, you know, almost everything. There's only been, I would say, less in 4 years we've been open, less than 4 or 5 people that we really haven't been able to help. Meaning that we're able to take a vast majority of backgrounds, of physical abilities, to be able to build a great foundation, start slowly, and coach them to where in 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks, you know, now we don't have to modify anything, you know, and they're rolling. So I tell all my members, if you're coachable, we'll work with you. You'll get through.
Could you speak to the overall landscape of orthopedics, human health, recovery, wellness that you've seen, the void that has been here in Memphis and elsewhere, and where you see that headed?
The value comes with being able to have everything under one umbrella, one roof. You know, people really, really like to be able to come to Campbell Clinic and see a high level of specialized surgeon and physical therapist. They also want to come in and have high level, you know, training. And so the group of everything together is what isn't out there, right? You have multiple factions of that throughout this region. But to be able to put it all under, you know, one central campus, one central roof, having the highest level of care provided is really what is, I guess, the void that you're talking about was replaced. Having that focus to be able to work with anybody, having the focus to put people in a direction, I guess, that they've never thought they could go to. And that's what separates Campbell and separates Excel. Because we're together. You know, you can go to some different recovery facilities around here. You can go to the gym that you like to go to. You can go to see a physician that you want to see. You can go see a physical therapist that you want to see, but it might not all be the same and they might not be speaking the same language. And it could be very confusing for people to say, well, this athletic trainer or this coach told me this and the doctor told me this and the therapist told me this. Well, here, it's all comprehensive. We all talk to each other. You know, we all say, hey, this is what's going on. If it's a patient coming into, you know, my environment, then we can talk about limitations. We can talk about things like that. And then likewise, if I have a member that needs to, you know, see a physician, see a physical therapist, it's all right there. The communication is there so to where the client or the patient doesn't get confused. So I think you see that very different in other places around.
How do you see our country evolving from a standpoint of how people feel about their health, what they want from the outcomes of their own health, and then maybe like what they could have that they don't even know, that they're not even aware of?
I think my feel is that most people want to exercise. They want to take themselves and their body, their well-being, you know, very, very serious. I think there's so many different trends out there, whether it's through social media, whether it's through, you know, just the cloud of what fits for me. And so understanding what they need and how they need it, and also being able to find somebody that can provide that to them on an individual basis. Because there's so many people, I think, that are motivated. They really, really want to do this, but they just don't know. They don't know what to do. And that's what a lot of my clients come in and say, hey, you know, I'm in. Just tell me what to do. And we provide that. We provide all the programming for them. We tell them exactly what to do. Because a lot of them is like, you know what? I've been going to a gym here. I've been going to this facility here. Nothing's changing. Well, nothing's changing because you're doing the same thing over and over again. And so we can provide that programming that they don't have to think anymore. They just come in and do. And that's what attracts a lot of our members, you know, coming in that want to stay, you know, multiple years.
I'm curious if you think I'm understanding you correctly, but My father has had issues with his heart, and so there's different specialists here. And depending on which hospital you go to, it's really blown my mind how information does not move and how you can literally go see somebody and they're really unaware of the condition of the patient because information does not move freely between people where you would think that the overall objective is for the best outcomes for the patient. Now, this is in a completely different space.
Yeah.
But as an end consumer, am I understanding you correctly that within our existing healthcare systems across the country, and I would suppose across the world, there are going to be gaps. And when you can find an innovative, hands-on, proactive, and a group of men and women that are experts in that field that can be your resource comprehensively, that's going to improve outcomes for a patient.
100%.
The partners here and the orthopedic doctors here at Campbell Clinic, they saw this trend that you said on where things were headed.
Right.
You were the head trainer for the Memphis Grizzlies for 10 years. Mm-hmm. You had the background that we've talked about before. They found you and they said, hey, this is important to this community and the people that want to come here. Go build it and go build it best in class because we want to continue to drive value for our people in this community. Is that fair?
Yeah, very fair. Absolutely. Again, it goes down to you don't have to be an NBA athlete or a professional athlete or a Division I athlete to get the care that they get, you know, because that's what we, you know, that's what Campbell Clinic has provided. That's what Excel Performance and Wellness has provided. And so the growing trend for a long, long time is like, man, if I had what those guys have, I'd be great. And now they do.
What's it feel like for you as a person, given probably the, at least over 1,000 professional athletes that you've interacted with throughout your career, to be able to know that you're bringing that care to the people that can see it and that are aware?
I'm not going to lie. It feels real good. You know, it gives you a sense of providing and helping people. We are all healthcare professionals. We're all caregivers. And when you can help somebody, whether it's in, you know, having surgery, whether it's in physical therapy, whether it's in the performance field, it feels really good. It feels like you had a win that day and you want to keep those W's coming.
So you're saying that men and women of all ages, from middle school, high school, people that care about their sports, people that are playing super competitive sports, people that just want to train and exercise and learn the right way to do things all the way up through pretty much every decade throughout one's life, that's the people that can benefit.
They all can benefit. And when I talk to parents at this day and age of sports specialization and what am I going to do? What can I do, you know, for my 14-year-old or 15-year-old or 18-year-old to get them ready for the, you know, the next level? And sometimes they don't want to hear, well, you got to stop a little bit, take some time, you know, from this sport and get into the performance world, get into the strength and conditioning, make that your second sport that you want to play. There's just so much sports specialization out there that the parents think it's more and more and more. And it's really no fault to anybody. You know, that they're trying to do what they've read, you know, what this athlete may do, what this particular athlete has worked for them. And so they think it's going to work for their, you know, son or daughter. But it's that trend. And so being able to talk to those parents coming in and saying, I know you want them to play an indoor futsal, soccer, you know, for the 6 weeks or 8 weeks that is in between, you know, fall and spring soccer, put them on a training program, you know, get them off that. And so mentally it helps them, you know, they kind of change direction. They don't get burnout. We can work different movement patterns. We can start building those 14, 15-year-olds. We can start building really good movement patterns to where, you know, once they really start lifting weights and training, that we've set them up for success.
Following up to that point about teenagers, you know, boys and girls, middle school, a major concern that I've heard from some of the orthopedic surgeons that I've been with is how youth sports has evolved over the last several years and how when these surgeons were growing up, they didn't play one sport their entire childhood and high school life. Yeah. But with competitive sports and just the repeated stress on the body of playing a single sport year after year, is there anything here for a parent that's listening to this? What can a child do?
Yeah, so a quick story on how I saw that firsthand, you know, through basketball, whenever we would go through the combine and we would have the combine physicals for the top athletes coming in for that week and you go through their physical. And typically, I mean, you're seeing these 19, 20-year-old kids that are fairly unscathed, you know, maybe an ankle sprain here and there, you know, maybe having a surgery here and there, But really the last 3 to 5 years, it was amazing to see the number of injuries that these players and these athletes have already had. One of the main reasons is because they haven't stopped playing. You know, from 10 years old to 18, they're playing basketball year round. And if it's not 12 months out of the year, it's pretty close. And so you see a level of repetition and injuries that I never saw before. It happens. And that's even at the top 60 that are coming into, you know, that physical. So if you look at everybody else, it's happening a lot more. That's when their career gets over with, right? They have these injuries, and most likely it's because of the high repetition and lack of variety in their movement patterns, or so in their sports. So the first thing to tell everybody, 14, 15, 16, have them play multiple sports. Play multiple sports. Run track and basketball. Run football and track. You know, run football. I mean, play multiple sports. A lot of players that are in the NBA, when they talk about, I've done this every year, and I've done the AAU circuit, and I've done this, and I've done that. Well, that's great. You're Steph Curry, right? So that worked for Steph Curry. And the other people that you see in the 350 NBA players that are out there, that's worked for them. It doesn't work for most. And so having that variety of sports, if you look at the studies on a lot of those athletes in the NBA or especially in the NFL, they've played at least 2 sports. They've played multiple sports throughout their career. So have them play multiple sports. Have them get into, you know, I tell our members who, we have some really high-level high school kids that train here, whether it's baseball or football or basketball, and they might not want to play a different sport, but when their sport is done, they're working out. So that's their different sport. I said, treat us as your second sport. And they see it most of the time. You know, it's hard for people to see that because they just think more is better. And unfortunately, most people, when they go down that, they break. You know, high school kids can break, and it's tough for them to, you know, through their development stages to get back. They can get back. That's no doubt, but it's just a longer road, and it's a harder road.
So with your team and with yourself, you're a resource to the parents.
Sure.
You're a resource to the client if they're, you know, old enough to where they're independent, because you're understanding holistically and you understand the data. And you can be there relationally and emotionally, too, to help people make wiser choices at a younger age.
I mean, I just had a parent come up to me yesterday, and his daughter has been a very active member. Before they came to Excel, she was running, right? We talked, and I said, trust me, if you focus on these 2 segments of the year for running, and you train the other time in here, you will see a difference. And you know, he came back. It was actually yesterday. He came in and said, she's not getting hurt as much or any. You know, her times are way down. And that's just a small example of yes, the resource that we have. It's hard for the parents because they want what's best for their child. I mean, I have 2 high school age kids that are high level athletes, and I want what's best for them. But I also know, I unfortunately know what, you know, long term effects can be. And so being able to educate and talk, and hopefully they buy in a little bit, and then they can see that at the end.
Here we are. You're a couple years in on building this state of the art facility. You didn't say that. Other surgeons that have worked elsewhere, studied elsewhere, have said that. What's ahead for this facility and this impact for this community?
Well, we're continuing to grow every day. You know, we want to expand our membership. We want to expand our services when they're appropriate. You know, I think ultimately I would love to see another Excel come out on another Campbell Clinic property to be able to, you know, provide, you know, this level to, you know, all over this region. So that's big picture. And there's just a lot that we provide that will benefit so many people to be able to grow, but really to continue to work with all of our teams. I mean, 901 FC is getting ready to start, you know, with us for a third year of training with us, you know, expand, you know, that kind of avenue to work with more teams. We do a lot of work physical therapy wise and athletic training wise for the Showboats to continue to grow that. And that team aspect is one. But also just to continue to get out there to provide high-level service to more members and more clients.
There are people that listen to this outside the United States. What can you share about your field, your craft, how you are also a learner or have relationships globally, and how that affects the work that's being done here?
Yeah, I mean, we got some new equipment in, you know, from Italy, and it's some new technology, some new equipment that you try to be on the cutting edge. You know, you try to weed through what's good and what's not, what's fluff. Over the years, I've created a big circle of professionals, and we try to talk all the time about what's new, what's good out there, what's not. So having a group that is always trying to learn, always trying to see what's next, what's out there. If you look at the world of performance or strength and conditioning, and I'm kind of date myself a little bit of how long I've been doing this, but it comes in cycles. It comes in, you know, comes in circles, and then you can finally find out what has really worked long term. What is the true principles that are unfoundingly, you know, accurate the whole time? And then what's not? What's a trend? What kind of comes and goes? But, you know, learning what the new technology out there, why it's there, having a great team that I have that is saying, hey, let's check this out. Hey, I saw this. Hey, I saw this, and it's don't go there. So being collaborative with my team, being collaborative with everybody that I talk to see what's best. I mean, we want to continue to grow and to provide other programming, other services. You know, one of a lot of things I've learned in professional sports is you have to continue to get better. You have to continue to grow. If you're just doing the same thing over and over again, you're going to get left behind.
Last question I have. Maybe during some tough days or busy days, is there a memory of a man or a woman that's come through your facility where it's stuck in your head and you know that because they came through, they got back to what they wanted sooner, faster, and better?
Yeah, I mean, actually, there's multiple examples that I can share. The ones that really kind of stick are the ones that feel that they've done everything. You know, they think they've done everything to get better, to feel better, whatever the goal might be. You know, a lot of this particular one I'm thinking about is just needed to feel better, move better, get up and down, and not just be in pain every single day. I'll be the first person. I didn't think she was going to be able to stick through. And sure enough, I mean, she's been with us for 2.5 years. She is moving better. Her injuries that she's had, multiple injuries, are cleared up. She's back working a great deal. And it's amazing to see that. I had another client early on come in from a long-term injury that, honestly, when you hit 35 or 45 years old, things just change when you go through rehab. And this person wanted to get back to where they wanted. They had the mindset and the focus. It was 6-8 months of going through that and of training and rehab and grinding it through. And next thing you know, that person is feeling great. They are moving great. They're pain-free, mostly pain-free. I'm not sure if anybody over 35 is ever pain-free anymore. But, you know, you feel, if a person feels better. And exponentially seeing them do things that they thought they never could do again is pretty awesome.
What keeps you here? You've been able to live a very fast-paced career. You've been able to serve some of the best athletes in the country. You've been a lot of places, I'm sure. What keeps you so committed to everyday people like myself to be a part of a team and delivering this innovation, this care, and this very, and using a very specific set of skills and expertise?
When I meet someone that's motivated to take themselves and their health and well-being, you know, serious, whether it is a professional athlete or, you know, an active adult, that gives me a lot of energy. People that want to get better, they focus on themselves and they really want to move better, feel better. And when you work with somebody that is that motivated, it makes me feel great. Again, I go back to, we're all caregivers. And, you know, this is a level of care that I like to give to people who are interested and people who want that. It's the knowing that you're helping change people that think that they can't be changed or want to. So I've told everybody, if you want this to happen, then we can make it happen. And so it's kind of a profound, you know, thing said that someone might listen to. If you listen to us, well, this guy doesn't know what I'm talking about. Well, if you're internally motivated to change and change the behavior that you want, then, you know, that's what motivates me, because I know we can make a change, and then it can be profound.
So it's about the work, the impact.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, thank you. This has been awesome, and it's been a privilege to be with you.
No, thank you. I truly appreciate the time. I hope, you know, people are listening. We're here for anybody. I hope the word gets out a little more.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Now and Future of Orthopedics, a Campbell Clinic podcast. Be on the lookout for a new episode coming soon each month. And for more information about Campbell Clinic, go to campbellclinic.com and also search the now and future of orthopedics wherever you get your podcasts. If you love this episode, please do us a favor, tell a friend, and leave a review. As your host, Sam Coates, thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you soon.